You're a lying dog faced pony soldier.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root will join us about an hour from now. The news is not good today. I don't know really where to begin. The SEC, the Big Ten, and other conferences have canceled their basketball tournaments. We have a second NBA player has tested positive for the coronavirus. We've got the and the markets are going nuts again. And in fact, the New York Stock Exchange halted trading on stocks about 2 hours ago after the S&P 500 plunged more than 7% at the open on the coronavirus fears. Meanwhile, we've got a presidential race that's going on. We've got a debate in Arizona coming up on Sunday. I know. Joining us for some perspective is Liz Harrington, Republican National Committee National Spokesperson. First of all, Liz, just a basic thing. A lot of offices are sending their folks home, telecommuting, all of that. Are you guys still coming to work in the morning?
We are still coming to work. We are doing best practices, which is wash your hands a lot, stay a safe distance away, and of course, if you're sick, don't come in. Keeping things into perspective, and obviously the news is not great when you see the markets, and a lot of panic seems to be setting in and with all these cancellations of sporting events, but we still got to keep in mind we should remain vigilant. And if we do, like the president said last night, we'll get through this. And look what's going on. You see there's a bell curve going on in other countries. China seems to have already got past theirs. So is South Korea. Ours might get a little bit worse, but it will get better. And it's by everyone taking personal responsibility and doing the smart things. At least we're learning more about how this virus doesn't seem to affect children as much, which is just good news, but it affects our elderly more. So that's what we need to keep in mind. And I think that's why the president and the administration has acted very swiftly on this, instructing nursing homes, don't allow visitors. Getting these best practices in place, getting the testing taken care of, getting that bureaucratic red tape out of the way, which we heard Dr. Birx say the other day. She's been in government service her entire career. She's never seen the type of communication and the free flowing of information between the government and the private sector. And hey, what do we need to do to get this more efficient and get rid of these regulations that are standing in the way of the health of our people? And that's being done. And she said she's never seen anything like it. So that is the good news. And that is what the Trump administration is going to continue to do, to be vigilant and take this head on, and we will get through it.
11-minute speech last night from the Oval. The president, I thought, was absolutely at his very best. It was a totally different type of speech. What did you think of the president's message last night from the Oval?
I think it was exactly what needed to be said, because this is what the situation is. It's very serious. However, there's steps in place that the administration is doing, again, listening to what Dr. Fauci said, what the experts are saying. We know where the hotspot centers are now. It has moved more from China to countries like Italy and Europe. So he took the recommendation to suspend travel temporarily, but because we know if we limit travel and we screen people coming in, Americans that are coming back in, we can help contain this and allow it to never take as bad a hold as it has in some of those other countries. So he listened, he took that bold action. And also talking about the economic standpoint, because again, it all starts with personal responsibility. And if employees are worried that they can't, they have to go into work when they're sick because they're worried about missing a paycheck, that's not a good situation to have. We want everyone to stay home and self-contain themselves, self-quarantine themselves if they're feeling ill, because that's how you stop the spread of this virus. So the economic package that I think is being worked on, the payroll tax cut, and that relief, maybe using some of unemployment insurance that's been unused because the fundamentals of our economy have been so strong, use that to shift our resources to help those employees who get sick and are worried about missing a paycheck. So all of those things are incredibly important. I think the president struck the right tone. And I think the end of his statement, his speech, was what was most important, which again, America is the best equipped country to deal with a situation like this. We have the best doctors, the best scientists. We have a robust private health industry. And you got to keep this in mind, because look at what's happening in Italy. They have a single payer healthcare system, and their doctors are now deciding who gets care and who doesn't. It's the government deciding who lives and who dies, essentially. That is why it's so important to keep our freedom that we have in the United States, keep our robust private industry with innovation. And the experts are saying, government, we have a good response with CDC and FDA. However, a lot of times government's not equipped to be able to mass produce these to the tests that we need. That's why we need the help of LabCorp and Quest, these companies, these big corporations that Democrats like to rail against, and who say are the enemy of the people. Well, guess what? They're stepping up in a big way, because they're the ones that have the infrastructure. They're the ones that have the laboratories in place to help us meet this head on. And so all of these things are so important to keep in mind. It's very important that America leads on this issue. And we're in a very good position fundamentally, economically, and the way within our system to address this problem.
Again, Liz Harrington joining us, Republican National Committee and national spokesperson, joining us from our nation's capital. What can the president do, or can the president do anything about the markets?
Well, I think that's why we're talking about the economic package that we hope will put partisanship aside. Another great thing that the president said last night: come together, get a economic relief package, which Kevin McCarthy was saying, making a very good point this morning, the House minority leader, Republican leader. He was saying how it's fundamentally different. I mean, the markets, it is not good that they're down this much. However, it's very different from the economic crisis of 2008, when the fundamentals of the economy were weak and not in a good position. So I think what we'll be seeing is we do need some relief, especially for those workers who are in the situation like I was discussing, that are too worried about missing their paychecks. We'll have some economic stimulus. I think a payroll tax cut is always usually a good idea, but hopefully we can come together on this, because that is what will also really help this economy and getting through this. And so we'll see what happens, what we get out of the Democratic House and the Republican held Senate. I hope we can come together on this. This shouldn't be a political issue. And I believe that the market will end up responding. This situation is, I believe, going to improve. And we'll see the markets respond to that once we get warmer weather. It's important to keep things into perspective. They sound kind of common sense or silly. However, there's a reason why we can't do mass quarantines with the flu, because it's so contagious. It would disrupt our entire way of life every single flu season. Well, it's kind of similar with this. Clearly, this is a new, and there's a lot of unknown about this virus, and that's why I think there's so much uncertainty and why there's been a lot of panic over it. However, viruses don't do well in warmer weather, and it's going to be warming up here very soon. So that's all the good news, and it's just important to keep that in mind, but still do the basic common sense steps to keep your family members safe and take care of your health.
Liz, let me ask you, the Democrats are continuing their campaign, their primary campaign. There's a debate scheduled for Sunday in Arizona. What about for the president? I know he was supposed to come out here for a speech to the Republican Jewish Coalition. It looks like that's not going to happen. Also, an appearance in Colorado has been canceled. There is a campaign event. There is a CAG rally slated for Milwaukee next week. Do we know what's going on with these events, and will they be rescheduled?
I think they will end up ultimately being rescheduled. It's a case-by-case basis right now. I think we want to follow the best practices, which is we know while there's still some uncertainty about this and the way it spreads, it's important to not really be encouraging the big crowds and keeping safe distance away from our friends and neighbors. So it's on a case-by-case basis. I think the president and the White House decided to cancel a trip to Colorado as well, just out of an overabundance of caution. I think they will, again, resume eventually, but we need to do what's best for the people around us and keep that in mind, and that's why I think they're being postponed at this time. But we'll see what happens. That's why the Democrats decided to not have an audience for their debate. I'm thinking Joe Biden is probably wishing they'd cancel the debate altogether, because clearly that hasn't been his strong suit. So we'll see what the Democrats decide to do, but we will eventually get back to normal, and that's of course what we're all looking forward to, because that means our country and our people will be healthier and better and making money again.
Are you satisfied the president's making the right decisions, in some cases acquiescing to the medical community? Do you think the president's doing the right stuff?
I think so, absolutely. I think he's brought in a tremendous team. He's made bold decisions that he was criticized for from the outset. But he's going to do what's in the best interest of our country. And he's been completely transparent. He was just speaking in the Oval Office for something like 20 minutes, taking reporters' questions. That's very important to have this free-flowing information, transparency, because remember, you have members of the media right now that are taking the line of communist China, who is trying to put the blame on the United States, which is a complete lie, and trying to divert blame from themselves. And you have members of the media attacking President Trump for stating a fact that this is a foreign virus and it started in China. And because communist China was not transparent and was trying to hide the truth about this, and then they allowed their citizens to get on planes and spread this throughout the world, that is why this situation, where the world is in the situation that is in. So it's very important that in America we continue to be transparent and speak the truth and speak exactly what is going on here, because you see what happens in closed societies, authoritarian societies. Look what Iran is doing. You can read about it in the Washington Post. It's horrific. They're building mass graves. That will never happen in America, because we are a free society and we have a free market and we're in better position to address these things. But I think it's very important to highlight the differences between these authoritarian regimes, far left in the case of the communist China and authoritarian with Iran, that made this situation so much worse for the rest of the world. And America is going to draw a line in the sand and do the right thing for our people, which in the end will benefit everyone in the world, because we're the ones that are going to develop the vaccine. We're the ones that are going to develop the best practices, because we are the best country with the most freedom and the most robust private industry to deal with a situation like this.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. By the way, the NHL is following the NBA's lead. They are set, according to the New York Post, to suspend its season today. And we'll have more on that. They initially said Wednesday that it was continuing to consult with medical experts. They apparently are now ready to suspend their season. And Liz, I've got tickets. I've got tickets to the Golden Knights next Tuesday against the Dallas Stars. Apparently that game will not be played, at least not now. So,
darn.
We're
all going to be home watching Netflix.
There you go. Let me just ask you, the nuts and bolts of politics is knocking on doors and walking neighborhoods, and I know that the RNC has been very active that way. Can you give me a thumbnail sketch of what is going on? Have you suspended some operations? Are you not going door to door? What's going on now?
Oh, I'm very good you asked this question, because luckily we have just launched a new website with the Trump campaign, armyfortrump.com. You can do things from the comfort of your self-quarantine. You can do things from your home. You can make phone calls. You can still do outreach. You can do virtual. We're in discussions about how to do virtual trainings over the next several weeks to see, so we can still be very active. There's so many things that the campaign and the RNC do on a daily basis. It's not just the campaign rallies. So please go to armyfortrump.com. You can still be very active and get involved. The campaign's not going to stop. We know how important it is to reelect this president and get back the House. We've absolutely seen it on a day-to-day basis of the president's leadership and just the moves he's taken on holding China accountable and securing our border. We know why those issues are so important, and they're especially they become very important when something like this happens. So go to armyfortrump.com. You can still get involved even in the midst of what we're dealing with right now.
Liz, be safe out there, and we will talk again soon, I'm sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too.
Liz Harrington, Republican National Committee national spokesperson, joining us from the swamp. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycri has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights NHL hockey team. Pre-game begins tonight at 4:30. Right here where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again.
Once I built a railroad, I made it run. Made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Oh, yeah. By the way, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman reached out to clubs this morning to tell them the regular season would be suspended. There's a conference call scheduled for 10 o'clock our time, top of the hour, at which point they're going to lay out to the clubs what is going to be going on and what's not going to be going on. So the league has already canceled morning skates and practices today. So it looks like the next item up for business is suspending. What's going on now in the regular season as the teams start winding down. Officer from White Pine County, Dr. David Byun, will join us live. That's all coming up, live and local, now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Let's taco about real food, real fast. Taco Time's fish taco is a mouth-watering blast. Real ocean cod tossed in a crunchy potato crust, cooked to golden perfection, wrapped in a home-style tortilla with shredded cheddar cheese, crispy crunchy cabbage, and sassy salsa fresca. We bring the awesome with our creamy lime and cilantro sauce. Now that's what I'm tacoing about. Try the fish taco at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing during an address to the nation last night on the coronavirus that he is suspending all travel from Europe for 30 days beginning tomorrow, with the exception of the United Kingdom. This morning, Vice President Mike Pence says the ban will protect those in the country who are more susceptible to that virus.
It does not, as we look at global data, present as much a threat to younger Americans. But for senior citizens, it represents a threat of a very serious consequence.
Last night, the president promised financial relief for those infected or in quarantine, and he's calling on Congress to provide tax relief, defer tax payments, and help fund small business loans for businesses affected. Hours after being sentenced to 23 years in prison on rape and sexual assault charges, Harvey Weinstein is back in a New York hospital complaining of chest pains. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The Daytona truck winner has his eyes set on another trophy. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Do you have a car, truck, boat, or other vehicle that's seen better days, but you're not sure what to do with it? Turn your clunker into a chunk of change in support of children's healthcare initiatives when you donate it to the NASCAR Foundation. It's simple and free. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to have your vehicle towed and auctioned off. You get a tax deduction, and the NASCAR Foundation gets the proceeds. Put your vehicle to good use for the kids by donating it today. Call 844-NASCAR-9 today. That's 844-NASCAR-9.
America is a great big country,
filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count. Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
After a three-week break, the NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoors Truck Series is back in action this weekend with Saturday's VetTix Camping World 200 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. Thor Sport Racing's Grant Enfinger won at Daytona to open the season last month and looks forward to Saturday's race at a track where he finished third a year ago.
Our 98 Thor Sport group has excelled at the mile and a half. Atlanta's obviously its own animal. Such an abrasive surface, so many bumps, so many nuances that are specific to just Atlanta.
Our live coverage of Saturday's Gander Truck Race is set for 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. The field of trucks will also include Cup stars Kyle Busch and Chase Elliott. For more, CMRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Okay, we are back. It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. A lot of questions, and public officials all across our listening area are trying to get information out. Dr. David Byun is the White Pine County Public Health Officer and joins us. Doctor, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. You put out a directive yesterday. All individuals with mild respiratory symptoms shall remain. You've given us some really good things to talk about. Can you run down some of the points that were in your directive yesterday that is directed at the general public? Whoops. Apparently I've lost Dr. Byun. I do want you to hear the president from his Oval Office speech. In fact, let's go to cut 5. This is how he wrapped up his rare Oval Office speech last night. He spoke for 11 minutes. This is what we heard.
We are at a critical time in the fight against the virus. We made a life-saving move with early action on China. Now we must take the same action with Europe. We will not delay. I will never hesitate to take any necessary steps to protect the lives, health, and safety of the American people. I will always put the well-being of America first. If we are vigilant and we can reduce the chance of infection, which we will significantly impede the transmission of the virus. The virus will not have a chance against us. No nation is more prepared or more resilient than the United States. We have the best economy, the most advanced healthcare, and the most talented doctors, scientists, and researchers anywhere in the world. We are all in this together. We must put politics aside, stop the partisanship, and unify together as one nation and one family. As history has proven time and time again, Americans always rise to the challenge and overcome adversity. Our future remains brighter than anyone can imagine. Acting with compassion and love, we will heal the sick, care for those in need, help our fellow citizens, and emerge from this challenge stronger and more unified than ever before. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you.
There you have it, the President of the United States, 11-minute speech. And I thought it was absolutely amazing. Are we going to take a break? We're going to take a break now? No? Do we have the doctor on? Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in. Dr. David Bion joining us, public health officer for White Pine County. He had a public health decree released yesterday to all individuals within the borders of White Pine County. And Dr. Bion, first of all, thanks for joining us. Do we have you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Pleasure to be here. Hello?
Okay. We don't have him on.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, a pleasure to be here.
Okay. Tell you what, let's take a break. Let's take a break, and we'll sort out.
Here, when you're ready, when you are.
No, we won't take a break.
Yeah, go ahead, Dr. Bion. We have you on the line.
Okay.
There you are.
Dr. Bion, public health officer.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. What are some of the things that in this release you put out yesterday let's recap some of those things that we discussed, and we discussed them on Monday here on our local show, but talk about some of the things that we discussed on Monday, would you please? Go ahead, you're live, doctor, go ahead.
Okay, now for some reason I keep losing you and I missed your question.
Yeah, let's recap some of the things that we talked about on our local show here on Monday. Things that we need to do to take care of these issues.
Right, right. So there are things that are out of our control, and there are things that we can do something about. And I'd say we should focus on things that we should do, we can do something about, and protect ourselves. And the main thing that we can do is preventive measures that involve hygiene and be aware and be mindful of others. And that means that pretty much washing your hands, coughing your elbow, don't touch your above your chin. Very basic stuff that applies to every season, not just the corona season, so to speak, but for the during every year during the flu season. So this is something that we have control over, and this is something we can do something about.
Yeah, we'll take care of that. Kevin, did you have a question for the doctor?
Yeah, a quick question. Can you give us an overview, White Pine County? Have we had any positive tests? Where are we that way?
He's asking where we are in White Pine County. Have there been any positive tests that we know of yet? And have we had anything infectious that has popped up here that we should be concerned about?
Okay, so the answer to the first question is no, there hasn't been a confirmed positive test. But if you ask me, is there coronavirus in White Pine County? The short answer is no. The short answer is I don't know that. But there hasn't been any positives that have been confirmed. And I do this qualifier because the nasty thing about this particular virus, unlike the flu, is that you may have no symptoms for 2 weeks and still pass it on to others. And you may be a healthy individual with the virus, but you may pass it on to somebody with chronic medical illness, elderly, who will be prone to having developing severe illness. And that's what's scary about this particular virus. So the answer to prevention is take those precautions. So are there steps that we are taking for White Pine County? Yes, there are. And those are in developing as well because of the fluidity of the situation. So we have to adapt to the situation that comes. So at this point that we are pretty much in contact with higher authorities and monitoring the situation like a hawk.
There you go. Dr. Bien, I want to ask you, we have seen a number of major events canceled, number of conventions in Las Vegas, and all of these cancellations that are taking place. Do we have to be extra careful about these large gatherings? Because we don't know where this virus is, that it's kind of, I guess if you would call it a stealth virus, do we have to be more careful about how we go through these kind of events and how we gather? I mean, one of the things you pointed out is anybody who is showing symptoms should be kindly and gently turned away from gatherings. But the stealth nature of this virus indicates that we can't always be aware of who might have it in them.
That is correct. There are things that are out of control, but we can only take precaution. Now, so what we are doing right now, the public decree that I issued, is it's a level one mandate, basically saying this is in essence a state of caution. I'm saying sick individuals just stay home and just recover from that. Now, the situation where you would see that we must limit congregation, at least to have people 6 feet apart from each other, would be more of a level two during a state of urgency. And that would be issued on the first upon first confirmed case of the coronavirus. But what you see in banning large gathering events, that's when it becomes an outbreak, when it's a more of a level, what I call a level three. So we're not there yet. And we hope not ever be in that state. So why don't we just stop at level one and be done with it? That means that it can only work, level one only can only work if everyone's doing their job.
Okay, Dr. David Bien, I'm going to let you go because I know that you're busy there. You're dealing with patients in at the White Pine, at William B. Ryrie Hospital. But I want to thank you for spending some time with us this morning here on Kevin Wall Live and Local. And we will talk again. I know that you'll be in touch with us if we need to disseminate any additional information.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here.
All righty. There you go, Kevin. I apologize for having to kind of take things over, but we had some difficulty getting him in on our primary line, and I had to bring him in on a backup line. But we were able to get his information on the air. And this is good information to know. Much of the world, and much of where we're heard right now, we do not have any active coronavirus cases. They're mainly restricted at the moment to Clark and Washoe County. We will just have to see what happens.
Meanwhile, the presidential primary on the Democrat side is continuing. They have a debate scheduled. No crowd. It'll just be the two candidates and the moderator and the members of the media. And that'll be it. And that'll be Sunday at, I believe it's 5 o'clock Pacific time. I want to go to cut 8, just real quick, see if we can squeeze this in before the break. Because this is Bernie Sanders, And he already has questions lined up for Joe Biden. Here it is.
On Sunday, I very much look forward to the debate in Arizona with my friend Joe Biden. And let me be very frank as to the questions that I will be asking Joe. Joe, what are you going to do for the 500,000 people who go bankrupt in our country because of medically related debt? And what are you going to do for the working people of this country and small business people who are paying on average 20% of their incomes for health care? Joe, what are you going to do to end the absurdity of the United States of America being the only major country on earth where health care is not a human right? Are you really going to veto a Medicare for All bill if it is passed in Congress? Joe, how are you going to respond to the scientists who tell us we have 7 or 8 years remaining to transform our energy system before irreparable harm takes place to this planet because of the ravages of climate change? Joe, at a time when most young people need a higher education to make it into the middle class, what are you going to do to make sure that all of our people can go to college or trade school regardless of their income? And what are you going to do about the millions of people who are struggling with outrageous levels of student debt? Joe, at a time when we have more people in jail than communist China, a nation 4 times our size, what are you going to do to end mass incarceration and a racist criminal justice system? And what are you going to do to end the terror that millions of undocumented people experience right now because of our broken and inhumane immigration system? Joe, what are you going to do about the fact that we have the highest rate of childhood poverty of almost any major country on earth, and are living with the fact that 500,000 people tonight are homeless and 18 million families are spending half of their income to put a roof over their heads? Joe, importantly, what are you going to do to end the absurdity of billionaires buying elections and the 3 wealthiest people in America owning more wealth than the bottom half of our people? So let me conclude the way I began. Donald Trump must be defeated, and I will do everything in my power to make that happen. On Sunday night, in the first one-on-one debate of this campaign, the American people will have the opportunity to see which candidate is best positioned to accomplish that goal.
Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, that was from his news conference yesterday. We got more from the president, and I must tell you, it may have been the most important speech of the Trump presidency, and it was brilliant. It made me so proud to have Donald J. Trump as our president and commander-in-chief. I know the markets are not responding yet. They will eventually. They always do. When we come back, We're gonna check a poll that's just out from USA Today relative to, do you fear the coronavirus or the market as the biggest challenge for America? The numbers are going to shock you. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast You'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Your time is just as important as your car. So trust it to the people who are driven to perform so you and your car can perform just as well. Grease Monkey in West Wendover, Nevada. Take it from me, they'll get your car in so fast you'll think it's a NASCAR pit stop. Now stop by, get your oil changed in under 28 minutes, relax in their comfortable, clean waiting room, have a cup of coffee or beverage, while their pit crew certified mechanics not only change your oil, but perform a 16-point free inspection. And if they find something wrong, they can explain it to you and take care of it accurately and fast. So the next time you're heading to Wendover, turn left at that first stop sign, then turn left on Florence Way, and you're right there at Grease Monkey at Beaumark Station. They're open every day but Sunday from 9 until 5, and tell them you heard about them on the Nevada Talk Network for additional savings. They'll treat your car just like it's their own at Grease Monkey in Wendover.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now.
So good to have you with us. The main thrust of last night's presidential speech, by the way, the top of the hour, stay with us. The NHL is going to have a conference call with teams. It's expected they're going to suspend their season. NASCAR is expected to do the same. But we have no confirmation. We'll get that most probably at the top of the hour. But last night, let's go to cut three. The president announced a unique travel ban with Europe, with the exception of the UK. But this was what the president said last night.
At the very start of the outbreak, we instituted sweeping travel restrictions on China and put in place the first federally mandated quarantine in over 50 years. We declared a public health emergency and issued the highest level of travel warning on other countries as the virus spread its horrible infection. And taking early, intense action, we have seen dramatically fewer cases of the virus in the United States than are now present in Europe. The European Union failed to take the same precautions and restrict travel from China and other hotspots. As a result, a large number of new clusters in the United States were seeded by travelers from Europe. After consulting with our top government health professionals, I have decided to take several strong but necessary actions to protect the health and well-being of all Americans. To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight. These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings, and these prohibitions will not only apply to the tremendous amount of trade and cargo, but various other things as we get approval. Anything coming from Europe to the United States is what we are discussing. These restrictions will also not apply to the United Kingdom. At the same time, we are monitoring the situation in China and South Korea. And as their situation improves, we will reevaluate the restrictions and warnings that are currently in place for a possible early opening.
That was the president last night from the Oval Office. Now, before we get to the top of the hour, there's a new USA Today Ipsos poll, and it shows that while Americans are worried about the coronavirus, they are more concerned about what the pandemic may mean to their financial well-being. And by the way, I'm one of those people. I'm watching my 401k disintegrate before my very eyes, and that's a little painful. Those of you that are invested, yeah, it's a little, shall we say, scary. Nearly half of those surveyed said the coronavirus, known as COVID-19, posed a high level of threat to the stock market and to the global economy. In contrast, only 15% said it was a high threat to them personally. So people don't view the coronavirus as something that threatens them personally, like they're probably not going to get it, which is true. But it is the financial problems that come with the coronavirus. Anyway, stick around. Wayne Allen Root, what does he think of all this? We'll get to him coming up live and local now.